From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the U.S. opposes action that would threaten the stability of Lebanon and warned other countries against using Lebanon as a venue for proxy conflicts. Marissa Melton has more.
Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah accused Saudi Arabia of detaining Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri and asking Israel to launch strikes against Lebanon. Tillerson said on Friday there is no indication Hariri has been detained by the Saudis against his will or that he resigned under duress. He added Hariri needs to go back to Lebanon to make the resignation official so that the government of Lebanon can function properly. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
In addition, the Saudi-led military coalition carried out two airstrikes on the defense ministry in Yemen's rebel-held capital, Sana'a, late Friday, according to witnesses. The Houthi rebel media outlet Al-Masriya also reported that two airstrikes occurred. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday the U.S. will no longer tolerate chronic trade abuses.
At the core of this partnership, we seek robust trade relationships rooted in the principles of fairness and reciprocity.
Trump was speaking to a gathering of CEOs at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation in Da Nang, Vietnam. He also said the U.S. has not been treated fairly by the World Trade Organization. A leak of more than 14 million documents from firms involved in offshore finance, known as the Paradise Papers, has engulfed some of the world's most famous names. Bono with the band U2 is now among them, although the leak does not indicate illegal activity.